taking your calls. There's a story that you wanted to discuss. You got to call in. 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. I think I'm going to add an extra seven there. But if you haven't done so already, give us a call right now. We're looking forward to hearing from you about the stories we've covered so far on this show. Let's keep it to newsy topics. I'll also be diving into a lot of the headlines going on as well. There's a lot of stories that I wanted to make sure we covered, and I will make sure we get to just that. Like this important story, you know, Kristi Noem, she's doing a good job, I'd say, so far. Over at DHS as the secretary, of course, there was this interesting court document that was uploaded online. And it says specifically, it comes from the DOJ, says that the Homeland Security Secretary was the one who decided to say, F Judge Boasberg, we're still deporting these violent El Salvadorian criminal illegal aliens. Remember when he stepped in and he said, oh, no, you can't deport them. You can't deport them. And then magically they vanished. Well, that's thanks to Kristi Noem, apparently, the DOJ saying that she did ship them out, in fact, regardless. And they were on their way to the notorious prison in El Salvador, despite the judge's order to keep them in U.S. custody. Because obviously, Boasberg, he's a relatable criminal. And so it makes sense that he'd be okay with this. The disclosure comes after Boasberg was really infuriated with the DOJ and DHS did not abide by his March ruling. Adios. Kristi Noem shipping them out of here, thankfully shipping them out of here. And now they're in El Salvador. It's kind of crazy when you think about how open these judges are to advocate for violent criminals. Boasberg obviously being the judge, and he seems to get all these cases to push back onto the Trump administration. Right, like all the cases regarding Arctic Frost and like kind of not so much cases, but the investigation itself. This one going after Trump personally. I mean, this guy, he just got good luck. And he's not ashamed to let his bias reflect that, of course. He's not even hiding it from the American people. Folks, if you haven't done so already, give us a call. We are taking your calls in the next hour of the show. That's 877-789-2539. It's a story that we were talking about that you want to talk about a little bit more. Let's hear from you. Or maybe just call to give us some cooking advice. If there's someone who, if you're at home right now and you're getting ready for Thanksgiving, you're the one who's cooking and you want to tell us about your secret recipe, I'll hear it. I want to hear it. Spill the beans. Call us. We'll also be talking about this story that the White House claims is fake news. It comes from MSNBC. I'm not even going to help them rebrand themselves because they're trying to do just that. So it's MSNBC is saying that Kash Patel is on his way out as the FBI director, that the president of the United States is looking to replace him. But both Caroline Leavitt, the press secretary, and President Donald Trump responding to that report saying fake news. I'll detail that. We'll also play the president's response as well. It's very interesting. It truly, truly is. Given the fact that Kash Patel, he's bringing a lot of drama. And it's avoidable, right? If you're just like talking to the media or having your comms team talk to the media, maybe being transparent like you promised, maybe not flying your girlfriend and yourself on these private, I guess it's not private, but on the jet for personal matters. Again, not illegal, but he was very, very critical when Christopher Wray did it. It's just pretty insane. Also, you probably shouldn't use the SWAT team as your girlfriend's personal security team. It's so upsetting that he's just allowed all this to happen. Also, I was on the phone with somebody yesterday. We were very critical about how he put up that creepy tweet saying that his girlfriend is his life partner but refuses to marry her. Maybe it's just women. And we were like, this is kind of weird. What grown man refers to someone as their life partner but won't marry her? Kash Patel. All right, we got a lot more to discuss, though, in the second hour of the show. We're just getting started. Don't go anywhere, more to discuss.
We'll join our regularly scheduled program after these messages. I am not funded by billionaires. I'm not funded by anybody but you. And I am in the middle of a major deep state battle with the globalists. We have shortfalls, and we need your support. So just go get a t-shirt, go get a ball cap, get the ultramethylene blue, get the Irish sea moss. And so you just commit to support us. Sign up for auto ship, get 50% off. And you cancel any time. It's not like a full commitment, like you marry somebody. You just subscribe to it, or order it once. When you get it and love it, go subscribe. And then cancel any time for free. But that way you get it every month or every 2 months, however you set it. And then you know, just boom, 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 you support us. That way you don't have to worry about it each time. I need people to commit to this fight like 1/100th what I've committed. I'm not bitching, but we're changing the world.
Tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, we're kicking off the second hour of the show here on American Journal with your calls. So give us a call, 877-789-2539. If you want to weigh in to the news topics we've discussed thus far, the goal is to make it down the list of callers who are calling in right now, and so we will look forward to doing just that. Plus, I'll be giving you the very latest on a couple of stories, so we look forward to that. Let's kick it off with at least this story update, because I've been teasing this throughout the show. Let's talk about FBI Director Kash Patel before we start taking calls. Kash Patel, according to this MSNBC report, apparently is on red alert. President Trump, according to them, is weighing to fire him, according to sources that they've spoken to. Now, obviously, he's gotten into a lot of drama over these last few months now, and it's not really helpful. It's not, because he's not really doing a great job as FBI director. We haven't really seen much get done that the American people really, really want. So according to MSNBC, they say he's on his way out, but White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt yesterday quickly jumped in to debunk that report, pretty much calling it fake news yesterday on Twitter. Going after the outlet for publishing this. And it's not just her. President Trump yesterday in clip two responded to that report as well. Take a listen.
And there would be nothing like it.
Are you planning to replace Kash Patel as
a No, he's doing a good job. Kash Patel? No, he's doing a great job, I think.
This week we saw those cases against
Whether he means that or not, we don't know. I hope he doesn't. I hope he doesn't. All right, let's start taking some calls. We'll go to our first caller. Savage Dog in Georgia is on the calls. Hey, Savage Dog, how are you?
Good morning, ma'am. Happy Subjugation of Indigenous Peoples Day.
Hang up.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm kidding. How are you?
I'm blessed. How are you?
Good, good. Yeah, well, we're excited for Thanksgiving. What's going on over at your house? What are you doing?
Man, I cook it all. I got the fattest turkey I could find for 20-something cents a pound. And I got green bean casserole, mashed taters, homemade mac and cheese, a couple other things going on.
You're cooking all of that?
Yes, ma'am.
We're going to have to see some pictures. I need some proof. That's quite the feast.
I'll fix you a plate.
Thank you. Thank you. We appreciate that. What's on your mind, though?
Well, you know, you brought up something that, you know, talk about, well, what if this is a strategy, you know, they don't want to indict people because it might make the base, it might lose the midterms. No, what you're doing right now is losing the midterms. I personally am so apathetic that, you know, and it's been building and I have hope. I always, always hopeful. You know, oh, well, this investigation or this indictment is happening. Oh, and, you know, nothing ever happened. Nothing's ever going to happen. That is how you lose the midterms. Not because of one district or another's personal representative is doing or not doing their job. People just won't care. Why should I go out and take a day off on a Tuesday to go out and vote for something that it won't even matter one way or the other? You know, so if, you know, Congressman Dad Gum's listening, or if you get a chance to talk to him again, Mr. Tennessee, you know, tell him, talk to his people, say, look, man, we got to do something. We got to do something, some kind of act to pass a law, anything, just to get people and just keep momentum going. You know, it's a year away. A year sounds like a long time, and it seems like, you know, you remember that time back in December when there were drones all over New Jersey? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't either. Well, that's because nobody followed up.
Yeah.
You know, but you got to keep momentum going. And, you know, it seems like every time something happens, 2 or 3 weeks later, it gets buried in there and we're on to the new thing. You know, it's this whole Instagram freaking culture we have of swipe, 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 swipe.
Yeah. You know what I do, though? I actually make a calendar and remind myself to go follow up on stories. And you'd be surprised that when I follow up on a story with a federal agency, even if it's months later, they still don't want to give me a response. So, surprise there.
You know why? Because they want you to forget about it. Never happened. It's a memory hole.
Yeah.
You know, and we got to keep momentum going. You know, they're the whole problem solution or whatever the three, you know, God, brain fart. But anyway, you know what I mean? Like they're all about like creating a problem and then having the solution already baked in to their advantage. Well, we got all the problems. We got these people need indicted. The solution is indicting. The solution is putting them in jail, perp walking them. You know, you showed the Roger Stone getting perp walked on CNN for the same exact thing that James Comey got arrested for. Why aren't we? Oh, well, we want to be the nicer people. That's not how you win a war.
Yeah,
you don't win a war by shooting balloons out your gun. You win a war by killing the enemy, figuratively, politically, lovingly, whatever. No, you got to take the enemy down.
Yeah,
that's how you win a war. And if anybody in Washington is listening, and I know everybody on Media Matters is, y'all can kiss my ass, too. I'll give my address if you want to come start a fight. Are you in Tifa little soy? Anyway, you know, just do something.
Yeah.
Do something for the base. Do something. Please, with sugar on top.
I mean, they couldn't even give us the mugshots. You know, we would have loved to have sold a couple of James Comey mugshot shirts over here on InfoWars, but unfortunately, we didn't even get that. And we voted for that. We wanted that. I wanted that. That was one of the goals. Savage Doll, thank you for calling. We appreciate you, of course. And good luck in the kitchen tomorrow. Happy Thanksgiving, my friend. Let's turn to Joshua in Pennsylvania. Joshua, what's going on over there?
Well, how you doing? I want to say you're doing a great job since you started, and you're awesome.
Thank you.
I called in reference to the blanket on everything, the emotional plague of it all.
Yeah.
Our politicians, senators, whole nine, governors, they're not doing their fiduciary duties. Mm-hmm. Now, on January 6th, Washington, the people were there because all those Congress houses were going to certify the election when they didn't do their fiduciary duties and investigate these tractor trailers and ballots. How do they have more ballots than registered voters? Now, the idea that they passed and shoved it down our throats and let it go without doing their fiduciary duties of investigating what's going on, how many people came forward, is ridiculous. Now, it goes the same with the illegals. Any of these people that are doing things for others and not the American people, they're not doing their fiduciary duties. And they need to be removed. So when Mr. Trump said he bagged them all that day, I think there was only less than 10 people that didn't go on January 6th to certify it. Those were the only people that did their fiduciary duties. They're like, I can't certify this. It's just too much stuff going on. This is not right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in reference to the Turkey Day, I am an American. I live in an RV. I don't get any assistance. I work hard, and I'm just trying to do my due diligence. Now, nothing, you know what I mean? But the emotional plague is all these people are not doing their duties. Now, I want to do a shout-out to my ex account. It's Do It Straighter, DOITSTR8R. And if anybody wants to donate to my, so I can have a turkey dinner, please, because this American needs a little help.
Well, thank you, Joshua. Yeah, give him a follow on X. Is that the best platform, you say?
Yes, COITSTR, eight, the letter, and R, and that's on X. But the main thing is, when Trump said he bagged them all, he bagged them all because all of them did not do their fiduciary duties and investigate the election.
Yeah.
They just, bam, sent it through. You know, so the emotional plague is that our politicians are not working for the people. They're working for others.
Yeah. Yeah. It's unfortunate. Yeah. And thank you for calling, Joshua. No, we're all with you on that. It's really, really bad. Really, really bad. Thank you for calling. The rest, I'm not trying to be like a black pill today, too, though. I was trying to avoid that all week because it's so upsetting. It's so upsetting. Folks, if you haven't done so already, give us a call, 877-789-2539. We're taking your calls for the next 45 minutes. I'm going to be jumping into calls and going into stories and bouncing back and forth. So if you'd like to join the show, feel free to do so. I want to get to Marcus. Marcus, you're next up. What's going on?
Hi there. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, thank you. I'm calling about Pam Bondi. Really, I hear on Alex's show, people calling in and they've got such a hatred of Trump, and I see it on the internet. And it's really the cause, the root of that is Pam Bondi not doing her job.
Mm-hmm.
And people say, well, give her time. You know, the DOJ is full of like deep staters, and so is the DHS, so is the DOJ, so is every single agency out there who is being ran by patriots who are doing their job, and we're seeing them actually do the work. But we're not seeing anything from Pam Bondi. It is utterly disgusting, and she needs to be replaced. I mean, there's for MAGA to get back on track, got to get rid of Pam Bondi and put somebody in there who's going to do their job.
Yeah.
I remember Merrick, people were trying to shame Merrick Garland in his first year or so when he was in the DOJ, trying to get him to go after all the Republicans. And he finally has started really doing it. And Merrick has did his job, definitely flooding our nation with all these illegals and flying them in. So it's like Pam Bondi is not doing her job. That is the crux of the right now of the MAGA movement.
Yeah, no, I think you're spot on, Marcus. It's upsetting. I don't know if the president sees what's going on. I've heard, obviously, I've told you guys before that there might be some type of moves being made eventually. That's the reason why Andrew Bailey was pushed over to the FBI, the former Missouri attorney general. And so he sees himself as potentially being the replacement for Pam Bondi. I mean, we hope. Because it's not getting any better at Pam Bondi. She is, and that's probably why her confirmation hearing was so safe. Nobody really aggressively went after her. And I thought that was quite strange. They let her just kind of fly in there. And it wasn't a big pushback like others received for their position. So Marcus, I think you're spot on. And I want to thank you for calling into the show today. And happy Thanksgiving. All right, let's take Clown Car. Clown Car, what's going on?
Captain Clown Car, Board of Duty, ma'am. Happy Thanksgiving to all the Infant Warriors out there. And I just want to let you know that once again, we are tomorrow's news today when I announced that the ShamWow guy is running for 31 congressional seat out there in Texas.
So, I know. You did break that.
Correct. I break a lot of stuff. But what I want to say, I'm very destructive. What the thing I see in the future is the Overton window. Do you know what the Overton window is?
No.
The Overton window is how the public's perception is skewed one way or the other. So let's say the public's starting to freak out about Atlas III. Oh, let's switch it back this way, put something else in there to take their mind off it. Now, if the Department of Defense, NASA, and all these great scientists and experts, which, you know, we must listen to experts and scientists, one thing that is really happening is there is something going to happen in December. And whether that's they're prepping us for Blue Beam, whether they're prepping us for a 3i Atlas space rock that is not a space rock. It happens to be what I said about a year ago, that it's a Sumerian mothership. And if you didn't know, they actually have claimed to have put a GPS tracking device on this thing about 10 years ago. I don't know if you heard that one. But, so what do you think is going to happen on December 19th? Well, let me tell you what's going to happen on December 19th. There is such geomagnetic storm going to happen between the sun solar flares and the weather machines that are going on. And we are going to have a deep freeze across America. For 7 days and seven nights, we're going to have snow bigger than flakes the size of your hand. People are just going to freak out and probably will lose about 50% of the population. Most people are not going to have to survive because they're going to freeze to death. And the other half are pretty much going to turn on each other. So if you wanted a civil war, what an easy way to come about. This is going to happen 7 days. So 7 days from the 19th is Christmas.
Where? All right. So give me some insight on how you got to this conclusion.
The Simpsons.
The what?
And it says on December 19th through the 25th, we're going to have a geomantic storm. Now, gee, why would we have a geomantic storm? Oh, I know. Atlas III is going to enter our universe. It's going to enter the atmosphere. It's going to come within the firmament, I believe. And therefore, we all better learn how to buck down, bucko, and get real cowboy about it. Learn how to survive off the land. Going off the grid is going to be nobody's choice. Your cell phones ain't going to work. Your credit cards ain't going to work. The power grid's going to go down. Hello, Frisco. Now what? So that's why the overview window is being pushed so far away. Why did they grab all the top admirals in the U.S. military from around the world to put them in a room about a month and a half ago and say, hey, listen, guys, we got a problem. And we got to just not let the world know what's going on.
Well, I know you're right about a lot. I hope you're not right about this, though. I mean, I'll be good. I've got my food prep going. I've been prepping for a while, so I'm good. But the rest of the world, clown car, I don't see it going well for them. And I've got my dogs, and they've got a thick coat of fur, so they'll be good. But I don't know about the rest of them. Clown car, happy Thanksgiving. I appreciate you calling in. Man, everyone's blackpilling me today. I'm like, we got to lift up the moods a little bit. Let's turn to Steve in Florida. Steve, welcome to the show.
Hello, Brianna. How are you?
Good. I hope you can lift up the spirits a little bit over here.
You know what? I was calling in to just give some encouragement and give the gospel out. That's okay.
Yes, please.
I know a lot of people believe that Jesus Christ is God the Son. You know, he shed his blood, died, and rose again on the cross. What I would like to present is that you really must trust in Jesus' blood alone and what he did on the cross to save your soul, to get the gift of God, eternal life. What most people do is they don't rightly divide the scriptures because they're not, if you see it's a free gift, like Ephesians 2:8-9, for ye have been saved by grace through faith, not of yourself. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Then you should just trust that it's a gift and trust that Jesus paid for all your past, present, and future sins on the cross. Receive the gift of God, eternal life. Then you're forever in the body of Christ, according to what the risen Jesus told Paul. The problem is people see that. They don't rightly divide the scriptures, 2 Timothy 2:15, and they go back to Jesus and the 12 preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand, the kingdom, because Jesus came originally to be the king of the Jews according to prophecy, and people had to, you know, believe he was the king and follow the law. But when the Jews killed him in a year after the resurrection, they denied Jesus being their king. Remember, that was absent the blood message at that time. When you rightly divide, you see there's two gospels. So if you read Paul's writings, he received the mystery gospel of the grace of God from the risen Jesus when he turned against Israel as a nation temporarily. Now he looks at us all under the cross as in there's no Jew or Gentile. You can just get saved only by trusting in the cross alone. So if people, you know, don't realize that, well, just rightly divide your Bible. Read Romans through Philemon, the books that Paul wrote after he received the mystery by revelation 3 years in the desert from the risen Jesus. He started writing all those books. So within those books are our marching orders, and it's minus the law. I know what people are going to say, that's your interpretation, but really, once you rightly divide, it's clear that, you know, there, to him that worketh not, you know, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified. Over and over and over, that's all Paul did was battle with the Judaizers, trying to go behind him and say, what about circumcision? What about the law? What about water baptism? But we're not under the law or any part of it. You work hard after you trust the blood of Jesus alone. You save forever. You focus on heaven. You do your part. You know, whether it be the stuff that we talk about in InfoWars, you know, and then in working hard, praying without ceasing, keep your mind focused on heaven, spread the word. But I got more information on trustjesusalone.com. I got links at the bottom where you can listen to good preachers talk about this right division. Remember, in the Bible, you probably heard that few shall enter in. It's usually just a small amount of people that get saved. So for those that, you know, it really comes down, if your heart's not hardened and you don't think you really know it all, because I see that time and time again,
yeah,
you got to open up your heart and your mind and your soul and study this. I encourage people, you know, you may not believe it offhand that there's two gospels. Once you study it, you'll see that, and then just simply trust in Jesus' blood alone, get saved forever, and stay focused that you're saved, spread the word, and then do your part to make the world a better place. But I just really wanted to say, good job. I've been a listener for over 10 years. I love to hear all the information about the shots being poisoned, about the New World Order coming, about how the globalists are trying to take over through corporations and making the cities bad so they can eventually put in the mark of the beast system. And that kind of goes with the Bible. I think it's Revelation 14. That you won't be able to do any buying, selling, or trading without the mark. That's during the tribulation. I believe if you rightly divide the scriptures, we won't be here during that tribulation. I know that people vary in their thoughts about that, but I don't think that the people that are saved now based on the scriptures and the writings of Paul, like I said, it kind of all comes down to when you rightly divide, you'll see we won't be here for the tribulation. And so, but the important thing is get saved by the blood of Jesus, work hard, pray always, giving thanks, and work, you know, do your part. We're not saying sin, you know, once saved, always saved, yes, but work hard all the time, spread the word, do your part. I'm always telling people to go carnivore or keto for good health, get saved, spread the word. So I'm trying to earn riches in heaven, and I'm trying to see people saved,
yeah.
And I want to do my part. I just wanted to throw that out there for people that really want to look into it.
Yeah. Well, give us the website one more time. We had it up on the screen, but let's just make sure that everyone heard it. One more time, Steve.
Yeah, it's called trustjesusalone.com.
Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Steve, we needed that. We needed that. So thank you for calling in today. We appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving to you, my friend. Thanks for calling in, folks. If you're on hold right now, stay put. We're going to be taking your calls into the next portion of the hour as well. So stay on those lines. We're going to work our way down the call list. If you haven't done so already, you want to give us a call, 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. You think I'd have this figured out by now, but it's still day one for me over here. Folks, if you want to call in, this is a topic you want to discuss, something we've discussed so far in the news cycle, we're ready for you to call us. All right, folks, we got a lot underway. In the meantime, though, make sure you check out the alexjonesstore.com. It's our Black Friday sale kicking off a little early. We've got all your favorite items, of course, BOGO on your supplements, as well as 25% off apparel. This shirt, got it over at thealexjonesstore.com, so you should do the same. Head on over there right now. In the meantime, we'll be right back with plenty of more stories to unpack, so don't go anywhere.
My fellow InfoWarriors, we are having right now, in late November into early December, the biggest sale in the history of InfoWars. That's in 28 years. You know why? It's the InfoWars closing mega blowout sale. And some would say, well, the bad guys are about to take it over. Why should we support it? There's not even enough money in here to keep us running until they have the state auction. They're saying mid-December to early January. And here's the catch. If they have a real auction and allow good guys to come in and bid, well, then we'll just continue on. I just won't be the owner. But you already saw the federal auction that even the judge said was a fraud and wasn't real to The Onion and Bloomberg and the Democrats. And so because they're the plaintiffs and they control what's happening through the state court judge that ran the original show trial on us, I'm not holding my breath. I mean, barring a miracle, they're going to, you know, auction it to themselves for $1 or whatever, and then this place shuts down. We've got the Alex Jones Network, our great sponsor, Bigly. But I'll tell you this, we'll shut down for sure if funds don't come in to InfoWarsStore.com. Remember last year when The Onion, this time last November, announced that they owned us, sales went down over 75% and have stayed like that because people are like, well, we're not going to give them money. But of course, the judge ruled they didn't buy it. And of course, The Onion says now they intend to try to bid and get it again.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
But regardless, it doesn't matter. Our tank is on zero, basically. Okay, we're on E. This is just enough money coming in with the products we have to pay the payroll, to keep the lights on, and to operate to see if this final Hail Mary shot with the state auction works and if good guys are actually allowed to buy it. Remember, the plaintiffs have said they don't want money, they want us off the air. So I'm not going to give up. I'm going to go right to the line here. And this is the biggest sale. You ever heard us say 75% off? That's right. And the products we have are products with great manufacturers, supplement makers that love us and have been giving it to us on spec. So this is all fresh, ladies and gentlemen. We've been in bankruptcy. We've not been able to buy new product. But with this system, we have the product on hand, ready to ship to you, and you're guaranteed to get it. So take action right now. Emergency fundraiser. Last chance to save up to 75% at InfoWarsStore.com. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, the very strongest, 40% off. Ultimate Fish Oil, the highest quality, incredible, 40% off. Prebiotic Fiber, 75% off. Pain MD, an incredible natural pain reliever. It works incredibly. This is a product that I came up with top designers. Final run of that available. Pain MD, 60% off. Nitric Boost, a fan favorite. Dr. Judy Mikovits loves it. Cleans out the heart. So do the cardiovascular. Spike Protein Detoxer, and men have a great effect, let's just say, in the man department with it. Nitric Boost, 40% off. Plus, great deals on books, DVDs, shirts, hoodies, and other items at InfoWarsStore.com. So this is probably the last run. These are collectible items. It's history. Help us fight right up to the end, never giving up, and trusting in God for a miracle if that's God's will. But God works through you, so take action, which is probably the last time you can, here in the next month at InfoWarsStore.com.
Is there's going to be a large set of plaintiffs who are going to be dividing up the corpse of InfoWars in the bankruptcy estate.
And money is just one component of that, and not the most important component of it.
Take Alex Jones' platform that he talks about away.
And if you're considering giving him money, I just want you to know that based on the jury's verdict today, it's not a very good bet.
The money's not even really the question for me. The question is, will this suit be successful at stopping him from being on the national stage?
Take him out.
What would you control?
I mean, I really would like to control InfoWars.
No, that's a good answer.
You're tuned in to The American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to The American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us. We're going to take calls in just a few moments. So if you're online, hold right there. We'll dive into those calls in a minute. I wanted to bring you a story that I think is really, really important for all Americans to know. It's about Meta, Facebook, Instagram. Well, there are some new court filings that were just recently unsealed in regards to sex trafficking taking place on Meta platforms. And this is extremely, extremely alarming. Folks, I was shocked to discover that Meta had a 17-time strike policy for accounts involved in human sex trafficking. That is the new information that's come recently available due to testimony that was played out back in 2020. Accounts could receive 16 violations for prostitution and sexual solicitation without a suspension. The suspension was only triggered by the 17th violation, and the account was removed. Describe this as a very, very, it's got like a massive strike threshold. I mean, this is insane. Obviously, there's a lot of people who are likely trafficked on Facebook, Instagram. And so hearing this is actually very, very alarming. Now, again, a lot of this also is coming out in regards to what Meta is known. The platform obviously being accused by plaintiffs of knowing how serious the amount of harm it was causing eating disorders too are a big one. Suicide, child sexual abuse material. And according to this report, they were rarely removed when those types of things were happening on their platform. Maybe this is the reason why Zuckerberg is popping up all over the place nowadays over at the White House. Dinners, trying to coddle up to President Trump because he knows it's about to get real bad for Facebook if this actually is publicly put on blast. It's important that we share this information so folks understand, parents understand what's going on these platforms. I mean, I've got Instagram, barely use it though. It is a wasteful place for your mind. I don't even have Facebook anymore. Pretty much a Twitter girl these days, exclusively. But we've all got to do better. Get off these platforms. They're bad for your health. All right, folks, let's start taking calls again. I want to turn to Heather in Southern Ohio. Heather, welcome to the show.
Ma'am, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. We appreciate it. What's on your mind?
Well, I wanted to talk about this Trans-Tifa movement for a second because something clicked with me yesterday. So when Trump got into office the second time, he kicked all of the trans people out of the military, right?
The second time, yes.
And yeah, all of those people, both men and women, they are going to be angry. They are going to be feeling hate towards Trump and just towards the conservative movement in general. Now, I have heard it spoken of in the news recently about how militarized this movement is. Mm-hmm. And I have also heard about how good they are with military techniques. I'm trying to speak, you know. I would imagine that the leaders of this movement are probably people that have been kicked out of the military because they are the ones that have so much hate in their heart. And they are the ones that have all these military skills that they learned in the military, and they are the ones that would be able to teach it to others. Mm-hmm. So I think we have a lot more to worry about than what we realize.
Yeah.
And I am not coming from a hateful place. I live in the Bible Belt, and even the gays here are conservative. That's how conservative it is. But when I was in college, I lived that lifestyle, okay? And I'm 41 now, and I think I left when I was about 34. And I did find Christ, and I did change my life. And at the same time, I have a lot of love in my heart towards those people because I know that there are good people. There are really good Americans, hardworking Americans. And they are redeemable. So if any of them are listening to this, I want them to have hope and to realize that they are loved by Christ, and not only by Christ, but on a human level, they're loved by me.
Mm.
You know, in the sense that maybe not a lot of people are going to have compassion towards them, but I do. But I understand that they're making some wrong choices, and they're allowing their anger to turn them towards really, really wicked ways that is going to ruin their lives. Mm-hmm. You know, if they think of getting in gangs and hurting people and shedding blood, they're going to ruin their lives as well as the lives of whoever they harm. So there is still hope for them.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, first off, Heather, thank you for calling. We appreciate that. And yes, I love your message there. There is still hope for them and not to engage in this type of behavior. You know, Heather, I've been working on a couple of stories privately and I follow a lot of them on social media. And like you just said, they are getting ready for something. They're getting ready for something. I think the government's kind of aware of this now. Hopefully that something's done. But again, I don't really trust our federal government when it comes to preventing horrific attacks from happening. But these people are very fired up. They're very upset. And, you know, we hope that it doesn't come to that. But I like your message. I like your message that you've just delivered to us. Heather, thank you for calling. We really appreciate you calling, and happy Thanksgiving as well. All right, folks, let's turn to another caller. Let's talk to James in Indiana. James, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Hey, I love your shirt with the Three Stooges on it.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't know. I'm like, which way do I go? It's over right now over at thealexjonesstore.com, but it's going to be great when I wear it for Christmas because I've got some liberal relatives that will not like it. So I'm excited about that.
Oh, your last caller was amazing. Pretty hard to follow that up. But there's a news story on InfoWars right now about how the DOJ was using possibly AI to fabricate cases against pro-lifers. That's disgusting. We're at a point now in this country where you don't know what's real anymore, and you have a DOJ that's so corrupt, you don't know what to trust from them anymore because they just make stuff up.
Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, I sat back and watched, and we're going to have Stuart Rhodes in studio in just a few moments. I mean, Stuart was on trial, and the DOJ under Biden literally brought forward false witnesses, and they lied on the stand. I mean, on top of, like, the AI nonsense they have to deal with, you also deal with the DOJ lying and making up fake witnesses and putting them on the stand. And, you know, Stuart was sentenced to 18 years in prison. But, yeah, this story that I saw this morning, this is insane. It's insane. I don't know how we overcome this, honestly, because the deepfakes are getting good. I mean, someone made deep fakes of me and I felt bad. I try to warn people who follow me on X. If you get like any of those fan accounts, like says Brianna Morello fan account or pretends to be me, but from a private account, it's fake. And the sad part about it is they're making deep fake videos and asking people to send them money. I don't know how we overcome it, especially with the justice system when they're utilizing that. That is absolutely outrageous. And one would hope that all of those that were involved in this prosecutions, obviously, that they are disbarred and stripped so they cannot practice law again. I mean, it's so insane, that story. It really, really is. James, thanks for calling. Happy Thanksgiving. We appreciate you calling in today. Folks, I wanted to also bring you this story because I did talk about it at the beginning of the show. I want to make sure we talk about this. It's quite strange because the White House press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, apparently her nephew was nabbed by ICE. The mother of Caroline Leavitt's nephew has apparently been detained, it looks like. That's the details of the story. She's from Brazil. She's a criminal legal alien, DHS is claiming, and she overstayed her tourist visa. It expired back in June of 1999. Apparently, she's been living here, and she was just recently captured. The White House not really giving comments on any of this. Apparently, she does have a child with an American citizen who is obviously related to Leavitt, and she's possibly going to be deported. She's being held right now in South Louisiana in an ICE processing facility awaiting for her deportation proceedings. And apparently she came here on a B-2 tourist visa. She was supposed to leave and depart on June 6th of 1999 and did not do just that. She's claiming, though, that DACA is what is the reason why she's allowed to be here right now. Again, we don't know the specifics of that, but she's claiming that she was not legally here in the United States and that she maintains that she's legally residing here in the country. I thought that was a crazy story, an absolute crazy story, especially because it's tied in with the press secretary, of course. So I want to make sure I give you that update. All right, let's keep taking callers. Folks, if you haven't done so already and you want to give us a call, make sure you do just that. We're still working our way down the list. Let's go to Chad in Minnesota. Chad, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Brianna. Happy morning. Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah, calling about the judicial branch. And just with everything that's occurred, it's apparent that is a major, major problem for getting any type of mandates through at this point where we were looking for people to be held accountable. And it's, you know, there's a critical mass. I mean, at some point, we need to start moving in a different direction to make sure that these people that are out ahead of us through lawfare, through the judicial branch, that they're not, it's not just looked at as, oh, another, you know, case that, oh, you know, and then we just talk about it. It's being ahead of it and making sure that we actually have means of reviewing judges or even impeachment, if it has to go to that point or get to that point, and really need people that are studied in law to start working with the president, because it's really, I mean, if we look at this, I mean, look at what happened with Alex and his default case.
Yeah.
How is that even possible at this point? What people know, and even if you don't agree with someone, just knowing that the judicial system is operating corruptly, there's corruption there, and it's the same thing with the Comey, you know, and all. I mean, it just keeps, and it's, you know, I've had these conversations. I had these conversations last year where it sounds great that you're appointing individuals into positions, and the fact that, you know, Trump isn't going to get everything done in this term for, you know, to have outcomes, but we need wins. Mm-hmm. And I knew that the judicial system, knowing Alex's case, that it was going to come down to just being thrown out, turned over. I mean, look at what happened locally here just recently. You touched on it today with the Somali case and the fraud. I mean, that's, I don't know. And it's great that you're having Stuart Rhodes on, because he knows this.
Yeah.
You know, I'd love to hear what he has to say. I've heard the interviews prior, and, you know, it's always, you know, there's always solutions, but it's just like, yeah, well, you know, we're not going to do that. And to think that, okay, the judicial system or the judicial branch, and then knowing that the DOJ is in charge of the FBI and that system right there, and then knowing that the FBI is utilizing intelligence through the intelligence community, and then we get into two-tier systems. And it's just, it's like, there's certain things, it's just the intelligence community is out ahead of us at all times, and that needs to be captured. We need to capture it, and we need to have a way of saying, okay, you know what, you do, okay, obviously there's the Department of War now, and that's really what highly relies on that, and you got the CIA, but there needs to be a way that we can go in legally and say, pull the information on these individuals. If they're corrupt and they're doing backdoor deals, find that information and expose them. And then hopefully you get Congress, which isn't looking too good when you start removing, you know, senators and you know, just representatives out just by not getting along with them. You're not making Congress any better. And it's hard to get Congress to, I mean, the impeachment goes through federally, goes to the House of Representatives, and that's an impeachment. And then it goes to the Senate, and they vote on the corrupt, you know, they actually do the. So it's just like, are we going to rely on that system too? So something needs to be where it's outed, where these people are outed. If indeed they are doing something that is based off of not the justice system, the fair, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty. They need to look at it and say, okay, let's rule out corruption first, because these individuals are making decisions that it's obvious, or it looks like it's based off of having feelings for, you know, or having, you know, some type of, you know, I guess, you know, you're like I said, the two-tier, where you're not having fair trials.
Yeah.
And we need to figure that out. Otherwise, stuff isn't going to go anywhere. And then it's going to be 2028, and here we are. And then think about how that system is going to come after us if we don't get someone that's in the system, you know, or people appointed, and we get a better system than what, you know, is currently happening, because it's hard. Mm-hmm. Obviously, Trump is I don't know. I'm ultimately this judicial and the lawfare stuff is really, really important. So,
yeah. Yeah. Well, Chad, actually, it's funny because Stuart's listening right now. And so he just texted me. He's going to address your question when he comes into the studio. He'll be here in just a few moments. So stay put because he's going to answer your question in regards to all of this. But no, I mean, you're spot on. I think it's the question we kind of all have in our minds right now. We're wondering, how do we fix this mess? And I'll discuss that with Stuart in just a few moments. He's going to be here in about 15 minutes. So stay put. And Chad, thank you for calling and thank you for bringing that up, because it's very, very important that we do just that. Folks, I'm going to go back taking calls in just 1 second. I wanted to make sure that we played both sides in regards to that Campbell Soup story that we played for you yesterday, because the company itself has actually responded to the claims. And there was a local news report that addressed that. If you recall, yesterday we played the sound bites of an alleged employee, one of their executives, going off about how they don't use actual meat in their products, no chicken in their products. I believe he said it was like 3D printed meat and that it was bioengineered. And then he also referred to it as the poor people's food. But Campbell's Soup has actually responded to those claims. Let's take a listen.
And Erica, you've heard from Campbell's just within the past hour or so. What did they say?
That's right. Yeah, I just spoke to them and they said that this employee was fired for good reason. More on that in a moment. Let's walk you through this. More information from Garza's attorney. Let's get you caught up.
We have for poor people. Who buys our shit?
The voice behind the now viral rant, allegedly a VP and Chief Information Security Officer Martin Bally, now on leave amid an investigation.
We think they should have had this approach when Robert first reported it.
Former Campbell's IT analyst Robert Garza of Monroe speaking with Local 4 last week. Garza says he'd been working remotely for the company's headquarters in New Jersey and met with Bally in person to discuss his salary. Here are a few more snippets of that over an hour long recording.
Yeah, you liked it. You're doing good.
I want to say you're smart. I know you're smart, right? Be a little patient. I'm telling you, Campbell's is a good f-ing place. They take care of the
Yeah, Martin, I need to fix myself. Right? I need.
You know what? The other piece is, what do you. Don't wait for. When I say that, like, you're just going to waste your life away. If you're waiting for a date in the future that things are going to get better, don't do that to yourself. Honestly.
Keeping the recording to himself at first, Garza says he reported what he heard to his direct supervisor, also named in the suit. That was back in January. His attorney says he was blindsided, fired 20 days later.
They have a motto, you know, like we treat you like family, you know, here at Campbell's, you know, come work for us. You know, we treat our employees like family. That's not the case.
Campbell's issuing multiple statements to Local 4 saying, quote, "We are proud of the food we make, the people who make it, and the high quality ingredients we use. The comments heard on the recording about our food are not only inaccurate, they're patently absurd." The company went on to say in part, quote, "All of our soups are made with no antibiotics ever chicken meat. Any claims to the contrary are completely false."
As far as we can tell, they ignored Robert's complaint and instead terminated him. It's just a little too late at this point.
Now, as you can imagine, we had a lot of questions for Campbell, specifically about Garza's employment. We did just hear back. They say, in part, quote, "We do not comment on the specifics of personnel matters, but can share that Mr. Garza's employment was terminated for good reason. He was a Campbell's employee for less than 5 months." If you'd like to read the entire statement, you can go to clickondetroit.com. You can also see some of our other coverage on this story.
All right, so they're claiming that their soup is 100% real chicken. We're going to have to test that. Because I'm a little worried. I used to eat that soup all the time because my mom would make it for me. So I'm hoping that's the case. It could be the reason why I have all the issues I have these days. Folks, let's go back to taking some calls. Let's take Tim in California. Tim, happy Thanksgiving.
Well, it's only appropriate that I wish all of the crew happy Thanksgiving. These guys never quit, guys and gals. And to you as well, Brianna.
Thank you.
And, you know, we've had some black pills, and I'm responsible for passing out a few of those. But in Washington, D.C., on October 3rd, 1863, President Lincoln, during the Civil War, made a proclamation where, hey, we're going to have the fourth Thursday of November be Thanksgiving. And it's three or four paragraphs. These things don't usually turn out well on radio if I just start reading it. But it does it does mention that it's under the providence of Almighty God. Mm-hmm. And in the midst of a civil war of unequaled magnitude and severity, which has sometimes seemed to foreign states to invite and provoke their aggression, peace has been preserved with all nations, order has been maintained, and the laws have been respected and obeyed, and harmony has prevailed everywhere except in the theater of military conflict, while that theater has been greatly contracted by the advancing armies and navies of the Union. Needful diversions of wealth and strength from the fields of peaceful industry to the national defense have not arrested the plow, the shuttle, or the ship. The axe has enlarged the borders of our settlements, and the mines and wells of iron and coal, as of the precious metals, have yielded even more abundantly than heretofore. Population has steadily increased, notwithstanding the waste that has been made in the camp, the siege in the battlefield, and the country, rejoicing in the consciousness of augmented strength and vigor, is permitted to expect continuance of years with large increase of this freedom. No human counsel hath devised, nor hath any mortal hand worked out these great things. They are gracious gifts of the Most High God, who, while dealing with us in anger for our sins, has nevertheless remembered mercy. It has seemed to me fit and proper that they should solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledge, as with one heart and one voice, by the whole American people, I do hereby invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and all those who are at sea, and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father, who dwelleth in the heavens. And I recommend to them, while offering up the ascriptions justly due to him for such singular deliverances and blessings, that they do also with humble penitence for our national perverseness and disobedience commend to his tender care all those who have become widows, orphans, mourners, or sufferers in the lamentable civil strife in which we are unavoidably engaged, and fervently implore the interposition of the Almighty Hand to heal the wounds of the nation and to restore it as soon as may be consistent with the divine purposes to the full enjoyment of peace, harmony, tranquility, and union.
Wow,
and
Tim.
He sets his hand to it.
Tim, the commercial break's going to cut you off, but that was great. And thank you for calling in. That was much, much needed. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. All right, we got another hour to go. Don't go anywhere.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason, because it is the final batch.
Final batch.
Of two of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act, and not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off two of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around for to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.